Yesterday was a big day for soccer in our city. I mean, a big day. We talked about it a lot yesterday on the show, and to talk about it a little bit further here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game, Ian Ayer, Nashville SC CEO. Ian, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I would hope you woke up with a big smile on your face today.
Yeah, a big smile, a little bit of a hangover. No, I'm joking.
Well, yeah, you guys did have the festivities tonight. We had, unfortunately, we were all working at Bridgestone Arena around the Predators game, but we did have people from the station there working it, and they said it was a great turnout, a great event.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And, you know, we're so lucky that, you know, every event we've done in the build-up to this big start on the 29th of February, we've had incredible support and turnout from supporters and fans. So it was more of the same, really, in that regard. Big audience, lot of noise, really, really good vibe. And obviously off the back of, you know, making some progress yesterday on our stadium. So a good day.
Can you tell us on the record, Ian Ayer, can you just tell us right now today and close the book? Is this thing officially over? Can we finally say this book is done? Is it over?
Well, you know what? I really hope so. You know,
me too.
I think when you sign up to something, right? You know, if I come down the station now and we make a deal and I shake hands with you and we sign something, then you would hope that we can sit here and say it's done and we're getting on with it. But you know, we have to have some respect for us being a little bit pessimistic and cautious. You know, because we feel like we got rolled over a bit on this. So yes. We feel confident that we can push on now and get everyone focused on getting into the stadium in 2022. It's going to be an incredible building and a home for the team. I just hope that all the promises that have been made this time, you know, get delivered. And we'll certainly deliver on our end as we have consistently, but, you know, we can't control other people.
What does it say about your ownership group, John Ingram and the whole group, that, like you said, you know, there was an agreement in place and we don't need to relive it all, and you guys had to go back to basically the bargaining table and revise and step up and pay more money? What does it say that they were willing to do all that to make sure they saw this through to the end and then it happened?
Well, you know, it's a great question, because I said this at the event last night, that for me, you know, there was only one hero in this process, and that was John Ingram. You know, there's no question we had a deal, a real deal, cast iron, you know, overwhelming vote for that deal. And the mayor asked John Ingram to come to the table because the city's got some financial issues. And great testament to John Ingram that he looked at that. It's his city. He cares about this city. You know, he said it last night, this comes from his heart. And so he was prepared to take some of those things that had been agreed in a, you know, in a legal agreement off the table, because he wants the city to be successful as much as he wants soccer to be successful. I feel it's a little, well, not a little, I just feel it's wrong when you have that negotiation whilst you kind of put the brakes on progress while you're doing that. It kind of feels a little bit one-sided to me, but great testament to him that, you know, he's a much nicer person than I am, let's put it that way. And he did the right thing for the city and he did the right thing for soccer.
I've got a marketing idea for your first night in your new stadium. Okay, it's going to be t-shirt night, and they're going to put these t-shirts on every seat, and everybody is going to put on their parcel 8C t-shirt. It'll be parcel 8C t-shirt night. That'll be fun. First night in the new stadium.
I love it. Fantastic. In fact, you know, if we get enough, we can probably build 8C with what's left over of the t-shirt.
I think they should just hang a banner with 8C on it and just say it's retired. That's the ring of honor.
It could be part of a banner process. There you go.
I love it.
We're talking to Ian Ayer.
You guys are marketing geniuses.
We're talking to Ian Ayer, Nashville SC's CEO, and the team is going to begin their journey in the MLS here coming up on February the 29th. So, Ian, just tell us about opening night. I know playing Atlanta, you start thinking, hey, if you get a decent draw in terms of weather. What are the possibilities here in terms of a crowd? I know you guys are already well on your way, and this is going to be a historical deal.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all of the ingredients are there for a really, really spectacular night. You know, it's us against Atlanta, our biggest rivals, very recent champions in the league, and, you know, a big team to play against. It's the opening game of the 25th season of MLS. It's our first game in MLS. We're already over 40,000 tickets sold. I don't know the exact number because they're literally, if you go in our ticketing room, you know, in the last few days particularly, these things are flying out the door. You know, we would love to break the record. I think the record is around 50-something for Nissan for soccer. We'd love to smash through that. I'd love to fill the place, honestly. I think this is one of those big historical one-time opportunities to be part of something in Nashville. And we've seen in the past, whether it was the NFL draft or the playoffs and, you know, for the Preds, you know, I've seen and heard about these incredible nights that Nashville comes out for, and this is going to be one of them. You know, it's going to be our first ever game in the major league, and, you know, people are already showing that they want to show up.
I noticed we always get these emails with different things and possibilities and probabilities, and they have you guys as the biggest underdog in the league, and I guess that's not a big surprise your first year. But how do you feel like personnel-wise you'll stack up against the average team in the MLS? I mean, what should expectations be? What are your expectations?
Well, it's interesting. I had that conversation with our coach, Gary Smith, and our GM, Mike Jacobs, the other night after one of our preseason games. You know, the fact that we were being pegged as last place or second to last place. We love that, by the way. I'll take that any day. Nothing like, you know, being the sort of underdog in the fight. But what I would say is this, that the people that I think you should measure, you know, it's impossible to measure how good you're going to be at this point, right? So, you know, we're playing preseason. You can't take anything from results in preseason till you get in the season, get some games under your belt, you know, how other teams are doing, and so therefore how well you're performing. You really never know. But what I would say is that the best feedback I think we've had and the stuff that counts for the most is both myself and Mike Jacobs have had several, whether it's GMs or CEOs of other teams, reach out to us and say, we think you guys are really going about building your roster in a really smart way. And that bodes well, right? And even things like this week where we announced Walker Zimmerman coming, you know, that was a really calculated piece of work, particularly on Mike Jacobs' side, where, you know, rather than diving in, as we've had a number of other opportunities for that position in the last month or so, and we waited and waited until we saw what we really, really wanted and ended up with, you know, I believe one of the best central defenders, certainly in this country, and playing for the U.S. national team. You know, it's a big deal. It's the largest deal ever for a central defender or for a defender in MLS. But we asked about that player 5-6 months ago and were told no chance. And by being smart, being patient, you know, being thoughtful, we ended up with what we wanted. And we feel good about what we've assembled, but it's impossible to say until we start playing what that looks like.
Ian Ayer is with us, the CEO of Nashville SC. And, you know, you brought up the Mike Jacobs, the general manager. Obviously, he's somebody that people know from the USL club. Gary Smith, the head coach, was the head coach of the USL club. How important was it to keep some continuity between the two so fans that got on early and got involved are able to have some familiarity as the MLS comes to town?
Yeah, for me, when I arrived, which is just under a couple of years ago, obviously they were both here and both in the USL team. It was kind of a two-step process for me. The first step was to even decide whether they were good enough to come on the journey as individuals. You know, that for me was crucial. You know, there was no special deal for them because they were already here. And John Ingram and I talked about that when I was talking about taking this role. I said, look, you know, it's great that you've got some people in your USL team, but that, you know, and he's like, absolutely, you know, we only want the best for our MLS team. So once I'd established that they were both, you know, very competent and very capable, it was then about assessing them against the rest of the market. And I was very honest with both of them that I was going to do that. And then, you know, it almost became theirs to lose in my book, because you just used the word continuity. And in a period, in a one-time ever period where you have to build a whole roster, there was no stronger, you know, piece that they both had, which was that continuity, in the sense that we could bring players last year to a USL team and you know that they would come on the journey with us. And I could also see how Gary is around players during difficult moments. I could see how Mike was in recruitment. It's so valuable to do that rather than, you know, just kind of operating outside of the game almost, you know. And so having your coach in the building, having your GM in the building for the last, you know, almost 2 years has been such a benefit. We, you know, we go into this thing all knowing each other, all knowing how we all operate, all knowing how we all work together. And I think that's a hugely valuable asset.
Ian, one thing that I remember, because I've grown up in this town, is when the Predators got here, there was a lot of, you know, hockey fans that were all in from the very beginning. And then there were people like me that, it's not that I wasn't a fan, I just didn't understand the sport. So I had to learn as I went along, and there were, the club did a lot of things to help fans like me learn more about the sport. How important has that aspect been for you guys, as there, you got 40,000 fans ready to come to the first game, but there is a group that they just don't understand soccer. They want to learn. They want to embrace Nashville SC, but what are you all doing to help that along?
Yeah, it's a great point, and I've heard all the stories about the sort of hockey 101 from way back when, and I'm a really good friend in Sean Henry and others who've been around the team different points in time, and same thing really. I guess the one thing I would say about soccer is I think most people have a general understanding of the sport, whether it was from playing in high school or little league or whatever it might be. So it's a much easier game to learn than others. But we will be doing some soccer 101. We're doing some of that with the media. We'll get you guys in because it sounds like you need it. But we really want to, you know, there's two things. One is, when people come to that game, whether they come opening game or following games, we want to get them to understand the whole thing. It, of course, it's about, you know, 22 guys on a field playing in the game, but it's also about the whole experience, about the crowd participation, you know, the audience participation, the experience of being at a soccer match. And we think we have a really big piece of work to do with all those people who are kind of, we know the soccer enthusiasts, we know the sports enthusiasts who know soccer. We've got those guys, they're making big commitments to season tickets. There's also a lot of curious people. You know, I heard about this Major League Soccer thing, I might go take a look. We have a real job to do to convert them over to see that it is more inclusive than any other sport. It is more diverse than any other sport. It is, whether you're, you know, families with little kids, or whether you're old like me, or whether you're a millennial, or there's something for everyone, and everyone's welcome. And they sound like cliches, but it genuinely, I think, you know, I've seen a slide, an MLS slide recently. It's like, you know, that soccer's a sport for a new America, you know, and Nashville is a new city in a new America, you know, a big changing, diverse kind of audience here. And I think it's set up perfectly for soccer. And, you know, we'll do everything we can do to make people understand the game, to get them involved in the stuff. And we have some really exciting stuff we're going to unveil next week around what will go on at games and, you know, and some of that 101 type stuff. So we think we'll do a big job to engage people once we get going.
Ian, just a follow-up on that. I feel like I know the sport. My daughter plays, et cetera. The rules are not what I'm worried about. My biggest learning curve is going to be to learn your players. You know, you have this sea of players that you've been scouting all around, you know, the world, really, as we've talked about before. So getting to know who does what are their strengths, who are our best players, I feel like that's where the education's got to come for a lot of us.
Yeah, and that's what we will do. You know, again, you have to remember that most of these guys literally only came to town in the last 6 to 8 weeks. And so as we get through the important piece of preseason, which is going on right now, where they're getting fit and playing games and getting minutes, a big part of what our marketing and our teams will do is they'll start to build these identities. They'll start to push out, whether it's digitally or other forms in, you know, print media, television, radio. You know, you'll see, you know, a real building of each player and who they are and what they participate in and what their role is on the field. So, and it's, you know, it's interesting for me because, of course, I came here just under 2 years ago and I've had to go through the same process for football here, right? So I now know what a running back is and I know what a wide receiver is. And it's the same thing. You're absolutely right. I needed somebody to give me that, and we will build that out by creating a real recognition of each of the players and what they represent and what their role is and, you know, all those good things. And the great thing about that is, and not by design particularly, but we have some really great characters within that group, and I think that will really warm itself, and a really diverse group. We have players from, we have five Hispanic players, we have a couple of European players, through African players, a load of American players. You know, there's this kind of a real mixed bag of players in there, and I think that's really good for Nashville.
Remember, Parcel 8C T-shirt night. It'll be fun. Can't wait.
We're having that, and we're having a demolition party. So,
that'll be great.
That'll be fun.
Grab a sledgehammer, Darren.
Come on down. And my safety goggles. I'll be on over in a minute.
I think, as our owner said, John Ingram yesterday, he said he thinks he knows where he can get some C4, so it should be a big party.
Well, maybe we won't come. Ian, thanks for the visit. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.
All right, we'll see you soon. Ian Ayer, Nashville SC CEO. We'll come back, close out hour number two next.